I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For many, Christmas is a time of peace and joy, while for others, it's anything but. A sad report from Pakistan is a reminder for the whole church to pray. Plus, we've got a story on an exciting partnership that aims to bring Bibles to kids around the world. We'll have more details on that in just a few moments. But let's start in Pakistan. They're stepping up security even more in the wake of an attack on a church in Quetta, Balochistan, while children were rehearsing for a Christmas play. FMI's Bruce Allen.
At least 12 people were killed on Sunday and more than 50 injured when three terrorists armed with AK-47s and explosives stormed a church in Quetta, Balochistan.
The church was already on high alert and police were on the compound to prevent what happened. Allen notes,
this is the first attack on a church inside Pakistan that's claimed by the Islamic State and their affiliates in the country.
Christians already feel vulnerable and targeted. Then this threat came to light.
Right before one of the attackers blew himself up, he said, Merry Christmas, this is our gift to you and there is more to come.
FMI supports a church planter in the region. In this season, as we sing about peace on earth, would you pray for these believers for wisdom, courage, and boldness?
Right now, there are no calls from church leaders to cancel Christmas festivities. Christmas is going on, even though they are in mourning at this point, especially for fallen brothers and sisters. They're saying, no, we need this. We need to recognize that this is precisely why Jesus has come.
We turn next to Lebanon, where the Advent season lets believers focus on hope and peace. That's according to Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Ministries, and that's exactly what her country needs right now.
It's true that everything is decorated, everybody's getting ready to have Christmas and to celebrate, but at the same time, you can feel the pressure everybody's under.
Economic, political, and even personal tension is tangible on the Lebanese streets. Nuna says even though many individuals aren't directly involved, it's the constant conversation that keeps everyone on edge.
The Palestinians are rising, and they had even a demonstration in front of the U.S. embassy. And in that they had a clash with the army, the Lebanese army and Lebanese forces on the ground.
That's why Christ's message of peace is the perfect way for believers to support their neighbors this Advent season. They're not helping despite the tension. They're helping because of it.
It doesn't affect our move. It doesn't affect our work. It's the opposite. We just go on and we just say this is a time where we can actually share more about Jesus because he is the only one who can settle all this matter.
And this Christmas season, Biblica has teamed up with Keith and Kristen Getty to give the ultimate gift through its 1,000,001 campaign. Sharing more is Biblica's chief ministry officer, Stephen Cave.
As we talk with them, that's really where the plans, particularly for children, came out. And we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we worked with Keith and Kristen and then also with our ministry partners to try and use this opportunity for Bibles for children and young people around the world.
Guests at the Keith and Kristen Getty concerts not only get to celebrate Christmas together, but they're also invited to join in on fulfilling the Great Commission. How? Through giving $25 a month. This monthly gift helps Biblica and its partners reach 60 children in a year.
For this 1,000,001 campaign, we narrowed the focus even more to prioritize children at risk. So that might be at risk from poverty, might be at risk from trafficking, might be at risk from being refugee, being displaced from their homeland.
Biblica works with ministries on the ground like Compassion International to make sure kids who receive a Bible have an opportunity to ask questions and be discipled. Even if you can't make it to a concert, you can still donate and pray. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slava Gospel Association is sharing these stories for free because they were written by a woman, for a woman, to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.